Mark talked about weekly NAB, and U.S. Oncology, yeah. Joanne Blum did the study of 125 milligrams, and then you have the alternative of the Q3 week. Right now, in a non-protocol setting, which of those approaches are you taking in metastatic disease?
I use weekly Abraxane. I became a weekly Taxol guy a long time ago and just transformed to weekly. I think the issue will be, how do you position this new drug in the adjuvant setting, and what's your standard arm? If people are giving dose dense, then you need to have a comparison. It'd be hard to interpret a trial, AC, you know, dose dense, AC Taxol with AC, quote, dose dense every 2 weeks, followed by weekly Taxol. Now, is that what we should be doing in the future? Maybe, but that's really, we got into this problem a bit. David Lesh in U.S. Oncology did this really interesting trial, which you presented at San Antonio last year, and the trial was AC Taxol, Q3 weeks, 4 and 4, and the investigational arm was AT with T-bean Taxol, and he dropped the dose of Adria down to, from 60 to 50 to avoid the cardiotoxicity, no difference in cardiotoxicity between the two regimens. And then he gave Taxol weekly. So we have AC Taxol versus AT followed by weekly Taxol. AT followed by weekly Taxol is a better regimen. The analysis we did, which was very tight, was a follow-up analysis, 3-year follow-up, similar to your trial, showing an advantage, and we're waiting for enough events to do an event-based analysis. But the trouble with that study design was the obvious question, what made the difference? Was it giving the T instead of the Cytoxan, or giving the Taxol weekly instead of every 3 weeks? And given the Sperano trial, if there's not a clear winner, and if that's not going to switch how we give treatment, then how do you do Abraxane? Somebody could say, why don't you give dose-dense AC followed by weekly Taxane? But that's not a regimen that we have any experience with.